This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. The hospital was inaugurated in the presence of Sri Shankara Vijendra Saraswati, Jagadguru of Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham of Tamil Nadu. Now we take you live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
Shankara Netra Aspatal khola tha aur aapke guruji ke सानिध्य में मुझे उस काम को अवसर मिला था और आज मुझे आपके सानिध्य में इस कार्य का अवसर मिला है और मेरे लिए एक बहुत संतोष का विषय है। वैसे पूज्य स्वामी जी ने बताया भी, मेरा एक और सौभाग्य रहा है, श्री कांची कामकोटी पीठाधिपति जगतगुरु शंकराचार्य चंद्रशेखर सरस्वती महास्वामी लिंग मिंगल का मुझ पर बड़ा आशीर्वाद रहा। परमाचार्य जी को अनेक बार उनके चरणों में बैठने का मुझे सौभाग्य मिला था। परम पूज्य जगतगुरु शंकराचार्य श्री जयेंद्र सरस्वती स्वामी गल जी का मुझे बहुत स्नेह मिला। उनके मार्गदर्शन में मैंने अनेक कार्यों को पूरा किया और अब जगतगुरु शंकराचार्य श्री शंकर विजेंद्र सरस्वती जी का भी मुझे सानिध्य मिल रहा है। यानी एक प्रकार से तीन गुरु परंपराओं के साथ नाता जुड़ना, इससे बड़ा जीवन का सौभाग्य क्या हो सकता है।
The hospital has been established by Shankara Netralaya, one of India's leading eye care service providers, in collaboration with leading investor Rakesh Chunjunwala family and Shankara Eye Foundation of the United States. This world-class eye care facility has been set up with an investment of 110 crore rupees. It will have 9 operation theatres along with other necessary facilities. Prime Minister Modi is on a day-long visit to his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Sigra Stadium in the city. The projects include 7 airport projects in 5 states worth over 6,100 crore rupees. In the Kashmir Valley, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists after a suspicious movement was spotted by security forces along LOC in Uri area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. The operation was in progress till the reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Prabowo Subianto took over as the President of Indonesia today. Prabowo will officially become the 8th President of the world's most populous Muslim majority nation. The 73-year-old former Special Forces Commander won the February 14th contest with nearly 60% of the votes after sweeping the country's election with policies like free meals for school children. Over 70 people are reportedly killed in an Israeli attack at Beit Lahia in the northern part of Gaza. It is feared that many more people might be trapped under rubble. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have called the casualty figures as exaggerated. The latest strikes come after a drone was launched towards Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house. Kashmir Valley hosted the first ever international marathon in Srinagar today. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah flagged off the marathon from Polo View in the city this morning. Over 1,700 runners from across the country and 12 foreign nations participated in 42-kilometre full marathon and 21-kilometre half marathon. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha felicitated the winners of the marathon. The 19th edition of Delhi Half Marathon was held in the national capital today. Olympic champion Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda won the men's title, and in the women's category, Alames Ayeyu of Ethiopia attained first position. And that is the end of this news bulletin.